It was a tough week for movies unless you wanted to see vampires or some other paranormal being. And frankly, I'm done with those genre of books and films. Now, while I make it a point not to read movie reviews, I did happen to catch the word plotting in connection with one of my prospects, so I decided instead to go see Blue Ruin, which at least came with all the proper pedigree of various film festival insignias on its advertising. I love nothing more than a good thriller, so I was kind of anxious to see writer-director Jeremy Saulnier's Blue Ruin. Blue Ruin is the story of Dwight, a homeless man who ekes out a life by recycling trash for cash and perpetrating the occasional residential break-in for a hot bath and some food. While it is not an exciting life for one full of friends, it is a well-established one, and Dwight does seem to have endeared himself to at least one police officer. It is this officer who wakes him up one morning in his car to take him to the station. There she informs Dwight that the man accused of killing his parents is to be released from prison. Dwight promptly returns to his hometown in Virginia, finds his target, alerts his sister, and then the story unfolds from there in a most predictable manner as Dwight makes it his one goal in life to avenge his parents' death, no matter the cost. I tried hard to find strong, positive elements in this film, but I didn't have much luck. Macon Blair does do a good job as the mostly silent Dwight, but he is strongest when he is silent. The other actors give average, okay performances, but they all seem to be somewhat lackluster. The deep-seated motivation characters should exude as part of their inner energy never seemed to appear within anyone. It was almost as if the actors had been sedated. While the audience eventually finds out the reason for Dwight's need for revenge, never does the viewer feel his need. Instead, what the viewer sees is a man who hasn't got a clue what he is doing as he goes about getting his revenge and seems to not even understand himself why he is doing what he is doing. Besides Dwight's never-ending aimlessness, the aforementioned lack of information, and occasional hints dropped about the past are also annoying. Granted, part of what makes a thriller is the need on the part of the audience to fill in gaps using hints given or perceived. Blue Ruin, however, withholds the critical piece of knowledge, that is the storyline, until well into the film. Having read a synopsis of the film, I understood what was going on, but others viewing the film who had not were ready to get up and walk out. Once the reason for Dwight seeking revenge is given, there are a variety of random comments made throughout the film that hint at other pieces of the puzzle. But they are left as just that, comments. There is never any follow-up to help the viewer include or exclude them from the puzzle. As a result, the term thriller, to describe this movie, is a gross exaggeration. Basically, this film fits its name. It is a movie that will leave you feeling blue, as it ruins any sense of suspense. If you are a lover of mediocrity, you will love this film, which is truly nothing but a cheesy Hatfield and McCoy wannabe, and there are many other things on which your time could be better spent. Blue Ruin is a worse than plotting 90 minutes in length and is rated R for strong bloody violence and language. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.